Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 10th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. A powerful storm is slamming California, overwhelming parts of the Southland with record rainfall. The 101 freeway in Ventura has been closed until further notice after the Ventura River reportedly overflowed, causing flooding on roadways. Some trucks and other vehicles are said to be stuck as well. And it was a close call in Chatsworth last night. The Los Angeles Fire Department rescued two people trapped inside a vehicle at the bottom of a large sinkhole on Iverson Road. When crews arrived, they found two cars on top of each other at about 15 feet below ground level. A woman and a girl were taken to a hospital with minor injuries, and two other victims were able to pull themselves out before firefighters arrived. The National Weather System is warning of gusty winds, flooding, and high surf in Orange County over the next few days. This comes as beach communities are still recovering from the last storm. KPCC senior reporter Jill Replicle has this update from Seal Beach.
Trucks hauled away pilings removed from the Seal Beach pier after they were damaged by strong surf during last week's storm. The pier is temporarily closed until the pilings can be replaced. Waves also took out the pier's boat ramp, which was primarily used by oil workers to get to and from offshore platforms.
Okay, I've been in all.
Meanwhile, Vicky Davio helped fill sandbags for residents to pick up in preparation for the current storm bearing down on Southern California.
We all just pitch together and the city comes together and puts out their emergency equipment so we can get all the flooding taken care of.
No word yet on when Seal Beach Pier will reopen. A full damage assessment can't happen until there's a long enough break in the weather. Covering Orange County, I'm Jill Replogle.
The L.A. Police Commission holds a public hearing today on whether to reappoint LAPD Chief Michael Moore to a second five-year term. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
Two of the commission's five members already have expressed support for Moore's reappointment. Commissioner Steve Soboroff says Moore has emphasized community policing and de-escalation in the use of force by officers. But the chief also has faced criticism on a range of issues, including how his department handled the 2020 George Floyd protests and for the use of pretextual stops, something Moore has since curtailed. The chief told the LA Times he would only serve 2 or 3 years if he's reappointed. The commission has until the end of March to decide, but Mayor Karen Bass's opinion will matter a lot because the commissioners serve at her pleasure. I'm Frank Stoltz.
LA City Council is back in session today after taking nearly a month off for winter recess. KPCC's housing reporter David Wagner says they don't have much time to plan for phasing out COVID eviction protections.
The council has already voted to end the city's COVID emergency period on January 31st, along with eviction protections for renters hurt by the pandemic. With many households still behind on rent, tenant groups have called on the city to come up with long-term protections for renters before the temporary rules expire. But with 3 weeks left to go, the city council has yet to schedule votes on those proposals.
L.A. County's eviction rules are also scheduled to go away at the end of this month. Those rules apply to cities other than L.A. and to unincorporated areas of the county. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has approved a vaccine for honeybees to help protect them from a bacterial disease known as American foul brood. Margarita Lopez Uribe is an associate professor of entomology at Penn State. She says the vaccine is first given to the queen bee in jelly form, and from there it's passed on to her offspring.
This vaccine is basically targeting the ovaries of the queens of the honeybees, and then the offspring, you know, their immune systems are primed to respond to these bacterial pathogens.
Hollis Woodard teaches entomology at UC Riverside. She says there's no evidence of the vaccine benefiting other bee populations, such as wild bees.
But nonetheless, it's good news because the healthier we keep honeybees, the more of a chance we have of trying to protect our wild bee populations from some of these things that can spread.
A survey by the Bee Informed Partnership shows beekeepers nationwide lost nearly 41% of their honeybee colonies in the winter of 2019. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at any time at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.